live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we launch here into the second hour, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for accessing their site. Ours, we give it away at freetalklive.com. Continue taking your calls about whatever's on your mind. We go to Mark, listening in Idaho. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and another Mark. Hello, Mark.
That's right. Hi, guys. How you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm a former police officer, a conservative, and I believe in the Constitution to the letter.
Okay.
I wanted to comment on the pastor getting tased near the checkpoint.
Yes. Tased and beaten. Tased and beaten. He was beaten as well after he was tased.
Right, right. And we didn't get to that part, but that is a complete abuse of power. If you can't tell somebody why they're being arrested or even taken out of the car, then you have no reason to arrest somebody or take them out of the car.
How about that circular logic that the cop used when he was asked by the pastor, why am I being arrested? He hemmed and hawed for a moment and said, I'm a police officer. I'm giving you an order. Why am I being arrested? Because you're not following my order. Well, wait, weren't you arresting me for something else before that? What was that?
That right there is an officer who is badge heavy.
Now, badge heavy. Just interesting. I've never heard that one.
Now, what do you think is going to happen to this officer?
That might be a police officer's term. Badge heavy means that the second you put on the badge, you feel you're invincible.
Mm.
That you're above, the other people that you are supposed to be serving. Police officers are public servants. That's what their job is. And that certainly isn't serving the public. That's assaulting the public.
How many badge heavies, Mark, did you work with? When you were a police officer, how many of your fellow officers were badge heavies?
I'd say roughly 80% of the department.
Wow, you are an honest guy. There are some cops out there that'll make the claim that, oh, it's just a few bad apples. And I don't believe that for a moment, because you're not the only cop who's told me that, that we met up with a police recruiter, not a recruiter rather, but a police trainer who told us that he thought that maybe 10% of his recruits had any amount of courage and were actually, guys that were doing the job for the right reasons, that kind of thing.
And I believe that. I fell into a very small group of honest cops, and I actually left the force because of the politics.
Oh, no. What was it? Why specifically what drove you out?
Well, overall, you get the feeling that if you were to do the right thing in some circumstances, the department wouldn't be behind you, and your job would be in jeopardy.
Yeah. I can't work
under those circumstances, so I left, and now I do a little bit more honest job. I'm a truck driver.
You're a what driver? Truck driver?
Yeah.
Well, what do you think about all those, the commercial division that the police have out there just to catch the truck drivers and add additional taxes to people's transportation costs and all the extra rules that truck drivers have?
Well, my truck, and I can just speak personally, my truck's governed, so I don't really have to worry about speeding.
Yeah, but it's more than speeding. The feds have all kinds of regulations on truckers.
Oh, well, the DOT's in that all the time, and they can inspect your truck head to toe anytime they wish.
Yeah. And so state troopers and things like that are notorious for pulling truck drivers over and harassing them.
Yeah, I see it all the time. They've always got people pulled over. I mean, you don't know whether it's for speeding or maybe they're bored. You never know. I mean, like I said, there are bad apples out there, and people do get badge heavy.
And how come the Fourth Amendment doesn't apply to truckers and their whatever they're carrying?
Well, actually, it does if you own the truck. Some truck drivers are company drivers, so the truck actually belongs to the company. But some are owner operators, and the truck belongs to them.
So they can't just inspect the cargo of an owner operator if they feel like it?
Well, no, the cargo is somebody else's property. It's a the customer's property.
Well, it's in my possession. I'm in charge of it.
They can go into the back. They just have to reseal it.
So it's kind of interesting. Now, so if they claim that the stuff that I'm carrying in my pockets isn't mine, does that mean they can go through my pockets?
it shouldn't. No, it shouldn't.
You're such an
idealist.
Either.
Right, but they'll do it anyway.
But I don't believe that they wouldn't give it a shot.
Absolutely,
and
they would.
And a lot of times I've witnessed police officers talking people into that kind of thing when they had no precedence whatsoever.
Well, they do have the ability to persuade, unlike most people, because
right.
they've got a gun on their hip and aren't afraid of a taser in the case of the pastor, and they aren't afraid to use it. One more thing I'd like to point out about your call, and I think it's interesting and sad, is that when we've talked to former cops, the good guys, the good former cops, the guys that are like you, that got in for the right reasons.
There's
and
good
then,
cops out there now, too.
That's true. But most of them won't call and be as forthcoming with this kind of information. But when we talk to the former cops that were the good guys, they all tell similar stories, that the majority of the force was corrupt, that the most corrupt people rose through the ranks, that in your case, the reason you left was because of these systemic problems. So the system that we have today is driving the good cops out. There was too much going on, too much politics that you didn't have any control over. The administrator's doing who knows what to you for whatever reason, and you decided to leave, and you're not the only one. And so when you look at that from a wider perspective, you have to wonder how many good cops are leaving the force on a yearly basis and being replaced by a bunch of hothead badge heavies.
I agree, absolutely. And a lot of the cops that are good cops who stay, they're very silent. They
yep.
stay in the back of the wings, and they don't cause any trouble because they don't want to get, reprimanded.
Go along to get along, because otherwise the pension's on the line, right? If they get fired, they'll miss out
Absolutely.
On their pension.
Absolutely.
It's so sad. I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Always interesting to hear from those who've been on the inside of government bureaucracies, and specifically the ones that have the ability to use violence and force upon us, because not only do we have these observations of the government police, whether they're state, local, federal, whatever, about all of this corruption, all of this tyranny, the violence, the horrible things that these people do in your name, with your money, you can be as outraged as you want to be, but you still have to pay for it. They can beat your friends, they can beat your family members, they can kill your dogs, and you can be outraged. And you can tell people about it, you can call talk radio shows, you can write letters to the editor, but the one thing you can't do about it is pull your money out. You can't say, no more, don't want your services anymore,
right.
thanks.
If they were, in fact, public servants, which these are our public masters is what they are.
Yes, exactly.
If they were your public servants, you could fire the servant and move on.
Yep.
But that's impossible. For one, when you look at it, the unions in this country are no longer have anything really. Let me make this clear. I think it's 6 to 8% of the American population that works in the private sector is a member of a union, whereas it's something like 60% of the people that work for governments are members of the unions, and then these are probably states that have outlawed unions. So the fact is, unions are there for government employees, and the unions make it impossible to fire bad people. We know how that goes.
Mm-hmm. Bad teachers.
That's why that bad teacher was there in high school. It's impossible to get rid of bad employees. These unions control us. They're far better organized than the average voter, and there's just nothing you can do about it. At this point, the government is so big and so intrusive that there's nothing that we can do about it, especially on a federal level. I think perhaps if we if the states seceded and then we could, the federal government would atrophy and dry like a fig on the vine, you might have some hope. But there's most of the states, I feel, are beyond help, too.
Now, if enough people were, I don't mean to be so defeatist, if enough people were able or were willing, rather, to pull their money from the system as a show of solidarity, if you will, or a show of protest, basically have 25 or 30 people or something like that in any given geographical area say, no more of this. Yeah, I don't have a problem paying for clearing the streets or whatever, making sure the stoplights run correctly. But these police that are abusing people, putting peaceful people behind prison bars, hurting our friends, destroying lives, I'm not going to pay for it anymore. If enough people did that, they wouldn't be able to fill the jails fast enough. But that takes courage.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional, but then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD tells you about everything you need to succeed in the privacy of your own home. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our alcohol recovery program that if you can find a better home recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-309-0958. That's 1-800-309-0958. 1-800-309-0958.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, Saturday edition. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. Just go to wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive. wiki.freetalklive.com.
Join more than 500,000 people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. Incorporate your business, create a will or living trust, even register a trademark. Empowering you, protecting you with common legal documents that people trust. LegalZoom.com. If you use code FTL, you can save $10 off your order. It's code FTLs in Free Talk Live, LegalZoom.com.
As we continue taking your phone calls about whatever you want, we go to Larry listening to WXNT in Indianapolis. Hello, Larry.
How you doing, Mark and Egan?
Hey, Larry. What's on your mind tonight?
Just fine. You know what the deal is. I think that I'm seeing it in our prosecutor's office here in Indianapolis. What we have is they're engineering certain crimes. Well, here's what I mean by engineering. The federal government wants total control, right?
Sure.
They know that they can get total control during a downtime, so they engineer certain crimes, and the prosecutor takes grant money. And, you know, grants are contracts. They have to fulfill certain obligations on the people of the county that they work for.
Strings are attached to that.
And, of course, if they say, well, we want to increase of violent batteries, Class D felonies, which is what we have going on here in Indianapolis. The prosecutor's office got a $6 million grant for domestic violence. And he immediately went to the legislature and had any domestic violence, any battery against a family member or an acquaintance raised to a Class D felony. So, you know, when you get a felony, you can't work or do anything else.
Makes life difficult.
That's a direct issue of the federal government coming in, spreading in grant money. And another thing they're doing, too, you know, the police officer, the one that quit, sounds like a much happier person because he knows what he's facing from day to day. But what they'll do is they'll have a police officer so scared and so in tune to prosecuting one crime so that they can get their statistics and get their grants replenished that they'll forsake everything else that needs to be done. So.
Yep.
I just think the federal government wants to take over. That was their plan from the beginning, and they're doing it now in this downtime by having the stimulus money. And you know what they're going to do on top of that? When they get everything just right, they're letting I'll go here with the illegal immigrants that are coming in. God bless them. But they're letting them in so there'll be more a contingent of more diverse people. And then you know what they're going to do? They're going to enforce the Civil Rights Act of 1964. I mean, if anybody have not read that or either read any of George Wallace's writings, you'll find out when they enforce that act, then you won't be able to even think about anybody in any derogatory terms. You won't be able to say anything. Or that's a penal code is what it is. Governor Wallace called the Civil Rights Act of 1964 a penal code. That's what it is. It's not a Civil Rights Act. So we're going to find that out real soon.
Well,
the engineering is being done right now, though, to get people in the position where they cannot be employed, and they'll have to come to the federal government to get whatever stipend they
get. Get a handout or something like that because they can't get a job. Interesting observations tonight, Larry. Always good hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I mean, for some of those reasons and more, it seems to me the federal government, the United States federal government has to be the greatest enemy to human liberty that mankind has ever seen.
Citizens of the United States.
Yeah, at this time. Yeah, that's true. At the citizens of the United States, federal government is absolutely, without a doubt, the greatest threat to freedom.
Empires are that. And I think the United States, but if they aren't a better empire than they've had in the past, and I really do believe they are a better empire.
Better meaning, like, we can still talk bad about them? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, like, you know, if you think about empires that have existed in the past and the way that they've cracked down, you know, and the way that they've use their power. I think that our empire is a better one in that fashion, but you know, it's still an empire.
And it has to save people from perishing around the world.
Use power.
Yeah. Violence, violence.
That's what it is. Power. That's all power is. Power is the ability to hurt people without repercussions to yourself.
We go to Patrick in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Patrick.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I give a lot of credit to that police, the ex-police officer. That's for sure.
Absolutely.
I mean, it shocked me. 80%? That's insane. I'm only calling because I think police brutality, as what it was called back in the old days, needs to be branded differently or tagged differently. It has to have a new name.
What would you
suggest?
Maybe
going over the edge.
Mm.
You know, when kids pick on kids in school 50 years ago, there was, you know, bullying was not the word for it. It was, I don't know what it was, but I just think that there's got to be a tag or it's got to be branded somehow where it's right in the faces, not only of the public, but in front of the police officers, too.
Well, and the problem isn't just brutality, because the brutality is just kind of an extension of the amount of control that these people have had or and are allowed to have over our lives. I mean, if they were much more restricted in their capacity as far as the different crimes they could investigate, for instance, then I don't know if the brutality would be so much of an issue. I mean, for instance, if the police were out there actually investigating real violent criminals, people that are actually damaging other people and their property, rapists, murderers, arsonists, thieves, those kinds of people, I don't know if there would be too many folks that would be really that upset about some murderer getting roughed up a little bit by
the
cops.
Or his person's papers and effects.
Some
being,
alleged murderer.
Right. Some, you know, their stuff being gone through or something like that. But it's really the war on drugs that have done it.
It's the war on drugs and, you know, a whole bunch of other piddly little crimes, so-called crimes, that don't have anything to do with the victim, that just give the police wholesale control over all of our property and our lives. They pull you over on the side of the road, as our friends from the Motorhome Diaries this week found out, and we're not going to have time to recap all of the details from it, but our friends are driving around the country in an RV talking with Liberty people around the country. They got pulled over in rural Mississippi this week, and one of them got pepper sprayed in the face. They were...
All this for videotaping police officers.
Right.
You know, just doing what journalists do.
I also got to say, you know what happened in California years ago, all right? Who's the guy? It wasn't Reginald Denny, not the truck driver that got pulled out of the truck and got beaten up when they had the riots.
Rodney King?
Yeah, Rodney King, right. I'll tell you, man, all you need is a couple more incidences to really blow things up.
You know, people keep saying that they're on the edge. People are on the edge, and there are always more incidents. Every week there are new incidents.
I know.
I mean, just within the past 2 weeks, I can think of two that I saw that were incredibly outrageous to me.
Did you see the L.A. chase?
That's what I was going to mention. The guy that got kicked in the head by the L.A. cop as he was laying down on the ground, completely spread out with his arms and legs, kicked to the head. Thank you, by the way, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. There's that story. And then there was the naked guy. And I believe this was also in California. It may have been L.A. But the naked guy at the concert. Did you see this footage, Mark? The naked guy? I mean, look, he's naked. He's not hurting anybody. But they came in there with a cop that was the size of a gorilla who then they push him down onto the ground. But then the cop fell onto him on purpose.
On his knee.
The knee of this gorilla cop. Yeah, it was absolutely. I thought I was watching a WWE match. I mean, this guy did as much damage as he could to this man, and he hadn't harmed anybody. And so people keep saying how outraged they are, but nobody really knows what to do about it. Well, we've got a solution, of course. It's the Free State Project. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt-cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day 30-day supply of the smoke-free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with smoke-free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, Saturday edition. You bring up anything, toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian here.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got updates. You get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Are you facing a debt crisis? DebtCrisisSolutions.com guarantees that they can protect your bank accounts, assets, and the equity in your home. They are your debt crisis consultants. Bankruptcy laws have changed, and you need DebtCrisisSolutions.com. 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. DebtCrisisSolutions.com.
So a few moments ago, before we continue with these calls, we were talking with Patrick in New York, and we've been just kind of on the subject of police brutality tonight, and just generally how awful police can be in this country. I know there are some good guys out there, but as former cops will admit to you and honest current cops will admit to you, they are in the minority these days. In fact, a very small minority, according to our earlier caller. But Patrick had suggested that things are starting to bubble over, that people are so angry at all of the police violence in this country that something's going to break, something's got to happen. And I have to wonder if he's right about that. I don't know if he is. If he's right about that, what does it mean that things are bubbling over, things are about to break, something's going to change? Because it seems to me that the most likely result of police violence on innocent people, peaceful people, is going to be violence back on the police. Because when you see the police hurting peaceful people, it makes you want to do something back. It makes you want to strike back. At least that's how I feel. I get angry. I get upset. I want to see, you know, justice. I want to see something happen. But I'm concerned that what's going to happen is people are going to lash back at the police, which is just going to give the police and the bad cops. It's just going to give them an excuse to hurt, to swat back even harder. Violence begetting violence and just making things worse. I think that if something is going to bubble over, it needs to be some sort of a peaceful path and not involving fighting back.
A lot of these cops aren't bad cops. They're ignorant cops. Okay, they don't. They haven't read the Constitution. They don't understand.
You think reading the Constitution is going to get them to stop hurting people?
I think that talking to people, like people talking to them, showing them the role of law enforcement, realizing where this country has gone with the war on drugs and how that's come about. Yes, I do think you can actually absolutely educate some of these people and say, whoa, yeah, I've probably been stepping out of line here or there and that kind of thing. And
I think you're right, but that requires talking to people and not violently lashing back. Do you share my concerns, Mark, that if something bubbles over, it'll be a violent bubbling over, and that will just complicate things?
Yeah.
Let's continue here and talk to David, listening to WFLA in Florida. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hi, thanks, yeah.
Go ahead,
apparently,
sir.
The rumors are true down in Florida, because author Stephen King is selling his home and leaving Florida.
What is happening, Dave?
Really?
Why is he leaving
down in KC Key, there, the north end of the island?
He's selling his house. People are finding out that LeninMurderTruth.com is right.
Wait, are you going to follow him to his next date, too?
No, but I ran him out of Maine to begin with. And
why not? Why are you giving up the fight, man?
I mean, there's got to be a better way than just running him out of where he's living.
You're the man who is running a website that believes that John Lennon was murdered by Stephen King. I don't know if there's any truth to the matter, but you are one of the most consistent self-promoters, and I have to say I have a lot of respect for that. Normally, of course, if somebody keeps calling and promoting a website, we ask them to buy some advertising.
But it's got
to
be good ads.
He's good at, David or Steve, I think is your real name, Steve Lightfoot.
Steve, yeah.
But Steve, you're just so good at masquerading and coming in as a Trojan horse caller and then releasing a promotion for your website. It's been great. I think it'd be a shame if you don't follow old Stephen King to wherever he goes next and keep tracks on him.
But the main reason why I ran him out of Florida is because Portland, Maine was roughing me up with a phony ticket. So I thought I'd get him back the way I could. But there's got to be a better way than just chasing him around.
What do you think? What do you got in mind? Anything?
Well, if the people weren't so apathetic, we could all pick at the media, but the electronic entertainment industry has made people so apathetic.
Well, I can tell you, as we've been talking about tonight, I mean, it's hard to get people unapathetic about the obvious violence that's going on around them, let alone, what's essentially a conspiracy theory. Thank you, Steve, for the call tonight. 1-800-259-9231. I mean, it's difficult to get Americans to even go out and vote, let alone to get Americans to do anything else more significant toward some sort of appreciation or rather some sort of change in this country. Anybody who's ever been involved in political action knows exactly what I'm talking about. It's difficult to get people that call themselves activists to get out and get active, let alone the remainder of the American public. And if you think you can get them all fired up about a conspiracy theory that has to do with the murder of John Lennon, which happened a long time ago, you are,
I think,
fooling yourself. Who's what?
I was a kid.
You were a kid. And I was not alive. Wait, what was it, 1980?
I think it was early 80s.
If it was 1980, I might have been alive. 800-259-9231. We continue with your calls. It is Mike listening to WFLA in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to bring up an interesting point with all the talk earlier with police brutality. But I want to shift it to the other end is when, in the rare instance when you have a cop that's caught for doing something bad,
mm-hmm.
He doesn't get the same treatment we do. They'll put him in the jail. They'll put him in a special part of the jail. they'll put him in a little room all to himself.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, you know what? If you're a cop and you're dirty, throw him in with the rest of the population and let nature take its course, because he had no business doing what he was doing.
And usually they don't make it to jail, though. I mean, you're talking about such an extreme circumstance that a cop actually makes it to the jail cell. Usually,
that guy up in Illinois, what's his name? That Drew Peterson. Now I don't know if he killed his wife or if he had anything to do with the disappearance. But I heard on, I think it was on the Today Show, they did an interview with him by phone, and they asked him, He says, well, what is your current situation right now? Oh, I'm in here, and the staff is very nice and courteous, and, you know, they bring me my meals, and they have me in a special part of the jail. I got a room to myself. That's bull crap. They should put him in the rest of, just like you or I would get if we got thrown in there.
Well, you or I, if we chose to enact protective custody, would get it in the jail. You would
enact
have to
be protective custody.
Well, you just say, I demand protective custody.
Really?
And then you will get your own cell.
They will just laugh at you and say,
no,
good luck.
You'll get it. It won't be great. Now, I don't know how, you know, if Mr. Peterson is having to stay in a cell for 23 hours a day, I don't know if he's getting real protective custody or some other kind of protective custody. Often in the state, at least in the larger states, they'll have smaller camps for essentially bureaucrats and law enforcement officers that have been thrown in, people that are.
How often does that happen, though? I mean, the point I was trying to make before is if a cop makes it to a jail cell, that is one of the most rare occurrences, because normally they are investigated by their own department, and then the department usually 99 times out of 100 comes back with the results that say, well, we've investigated officer so-and-so, and it turns out that he was operating completely by the book. Everything's fine.
Right. I think the cases when you do see the officers go to jail is when, like Rodney King, and even then I think they got acquitted. When there's video or some proof that's unrefutable that shows them in the act of doing it, but then you're right. All the other times, if you don't have that kind of proof, oh, well, we looked into it thoroughly and he was cleared. There's no wrongdoing.
You can count on them to come back with that as a verdict, because they protect their own. It's the thin blue line wrapping around
they
its
need
ranks.
To have what I propose, I think there needs to be a third-party impartial police review board made up of citizens and the like, you know, not police, but just people that are educated and trained on it to look into it, and then come up with a decision that way. Don't, you know, it's like taking the fox and saying, you know, go into the chicken house and guard all these chickens. You know, we all know what's going to happen, so it has to be impartial, and there has to be a group that's not involved with law enforcement whatsoever.
I think
to look into these matters.
The places that this is done, and it is done in the United States, the places this is done, you will see better cops than the places it's not done. So I think that that's a step in the right direction. However, I still think that there's always a deference given to the police officer. If the police officer says you ran a red light and you say, I didn't run that red light, then
they believe.
Right.
The judge.
Every single time.
Thanks for the call tonight, Mike. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Plus, are there any review boards around the country? And they do exist. But are there any of them that actually have teeth? Or are they just reviewing what the police do? I mean, do they actually have the ability to do anything as far as punishing the cops?
I don't
think so. Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of feeling like you can't keep up with, let alone fight, the never-ending increases in government power? How do we, in one step, eliminate all these abuses and prevent them from returning again? The answer is simple. We must control the money. If it weren't for the Federal Reserve System and the so-called income tax, our government could have never become what it is today. Elite financier Rothschild arrogantly admitted, "Permit me to issue and control the money of the nation, and I care not who makes its laws." That statement says it all. If others control the money, we cannot limit government growth or power. Under our current monetary system, we are slaves to the financial elite. Take the time to learn how this corrupt system works. Purchase a copy of Dishonest Money today. Learn the system, fight it, and abolish the one scam that funds all the rest. Dishonest Money. Available at Amazon or DishonestMoney.com.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is not contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years, and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and, worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
IonicZone.com sells virus, bacteria, and mold-killing products that will protect you and your loved ones from airborne pathogens, biological threats, chemtrails, you name it. For instance, IonicZone sells their patented ozone generators from $279, digital water ozonators from $135, and UVC dual-lamp induct air sanitizers from $279. IonicZone also sells highly effective alternative health products. For instance, Jim Humble's revolutionary internal virus-killing invention, MMS, Miracle Mineral Solution, Canada's Nurse Serene Cases, Asciox-T, naturopath-recommended Super Zeolite for heavy metal detox, even an ozone handheld bidet. If you're interested in natural healing, you'll love what IonicZone has to offer. IonicZone also offers free home business opportunities that will make you well over $1,000 a month. Call Mike, toll-free at 1-800-549-9535 to inquire, or go to IonicZone.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231, Sickles CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features, they're free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. You know you got to buy stuff to live and enjoy life. Do it at Amazon. You'll save some bucks, get free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of items, and you get reviews of pretty much everything you're looking at. Amazon.freetalklive.com, and when you enter through that link, Free Talk Live gets a cut. That's Amazon.freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls about whatever you want. We'll go to John listening to WSC-FM in South Carolina. Hello, John.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Not much. I just want to hear make an inquiry about the church guy down in Texas. Or Arizona, I'm sorry. When he got when they had supposedly brought the canine around, they left him in the car.
I believe he was in the car the whole time until they busted the window to taser him and beat him.
Okay, well, see, I'm a canine officer, so I can tell you right now that wouldn't happen.
They wouldn't have. What you're saying is it's not proper protocol to leave him in when the canine's out there?
Because the dog's going to sit here and go off the heat from that. They're going to sit. From the car.
You cut out a little. Repeat that, please.
They're going to go off the scent from the car. If you're going to sit here and have someone in there, they're going to indicate on the person sitting inside the car.
It's a guarantee. If somebody's sitting inside their vehicle, it's a guarantee that the dog will alert on the vehicle.
Yeah. Whenever I sit here and take a dog around the car, it's our training and our procedures that everybody has to be outside the car.
That's interesting. Now, are the same dogs used for drug dogs that are for finding people?
Nope.
Yeah. Well, yes. No. You do have dual-purpose dogs, which means they are for other purposes, like they can be used for narcotics and then finding people, buildings, tracks, things like that. But there are dogs that are trained in just particular areas. You know, You can't have a single-purpose dog that's just focused on narcotics. You do have dogs that are focused on arson. Or, you know, cadaver dogs who just do certain things like that. Mm. So, I mean, it depends on the dog that they have.
Very good. I appreciate the expertise. Any other thoughts tonight?
No, but I would say I kind of disagree with the gentleman who called about the grant, but that's, you know, that's kind of saying that the cops are just if they sit here and have a grant for, you know, aggravated assault, you know, they're just going to go let every other crime go just so they can focus and keep that grant.
That sounded weird to me, too.
I don't see that. That sounded a little conspiratorial to me. So
I do have, you know, I was going to make this comment during on assault, and I think that a lot of the assault charges out there are on guys that don't deserve them. For instance, if two guys decide to go outside in a of a bar and decide to beat each other up, as far as I'm concerned, nobody deserves any charges there.
Usual combatant. Oh, yeah. I love that.
You know, I think you're right. That may have been a little conspiratorial as far as the grants is concerned. However, there is no conspiracy to suggest that the police in general, the police chiefs associations, for instance, rally against any sort of changes to the war on drugs as far as decriminalization or legalization because it would result in lower funding to their police departments.
I've called on y'all numerous times about that. You know, while I may sit here and enforce it sometimes, you know, when it's deemed necessary, I would be all for it going away.
Well, sure you would, but the police chiefs are not, because it means smaller budgets for their departments. I've never met a police chief. I'm sure there's some of them out there, but I've never met one that was not in favor of continuing the war on drugs in its current form, if not stepping it up. And that's because they're getting money from the federal government to do this, and they're getting money from state governments, and that money would dry up and go away, and they probably would have to cut their staffs, and that would be, you know, the union wouldn't like that very much, and it would just be a real bad political situation.
We don't have unions, so.
Oh, you don't down in South Carolina?
Nope. Right at work state.
Interesting.
That's why you think BMW. Why you think BMW and everybody's doing? I mean, they're not doing as bad as everybody else.
Interesting. Thanks for the observations, the expertise. Always appreciate it. Thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. We go to Matt in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live, Matt.
Actually, it's Live Wire.
At Live Wire, then listening to WFTL. What's on your mind tonight?
Space, the final frontier. The continuing voyages of the space shuttle Atlantis and its five-day mission to seek out digital viruses on the Hubble Space Telescope. So I have a question. What's up with the Mars mission? Do you know if the current political administration is going to fund that program?
I haven't heard.
I don't know. I mean, NASA seems like the biggest waste of money in the world to me.
I would say that that is perhaps the one thing that government does well is rocket science and the management thereof.
Well, you know, I would have agreed with you, say, 5 years ago. I like the idea of NASA. I like the idea of space. I certainly read a lot of science fiction and science fantasy. I enjoy that. But are you familiar with Spaceship One and Spaceship Two, the X-Prize and all that stuff?
Self-funded, funded by... Partly Paul Allen, a former owner of Microsoft. That's definitely some interesting information.
Now,
I mean, the programs to be able to do that, if I had the money and wherewithal to put together some rocket science in my backyard, then I definitely should be able to do that.
Right. What they're doing is they're taking basically a fancy airplane up into the highest portions of the atmosphere where gravity starts to have funny effects and things like that. They're calling it space flight, and they're taking really rich people up there for a large amount of money. And you can't tell me that NASA had anything to do with that. Like, just because they made freeze-dried ice cream or Tupperware or whatever the heck else the people are going to claim that NASA had something to do with, you know, that space exploration stuff is even scientists become bureaucrats when they work for the government.
Absolutely.
Even scientists.
What costs NASA billions upon billions of dollars to do, and half the time they fail at it when they try it,
boom,
can be done for a fraction of the cost in the private marketplace, and
not to mention that they failed to reach every mark that they set for themselves prior to the moon landing. You know, when Kennedy did his whole famous speech there, they had all this list of 10 things they were going to do for America. They have done none of them,
and they haven't changed.
It's yet another failed, bloated government program.
And the space shuttle is still the same old space shuttle. They haven't even come out with a new model.
It's as old as an F-4. I mean
the former president was definitely fascinated with the Mars mission, and perhaps him and several others should be on it, which actually I've always wanted to see liberals on the Mars mission, but now there's so many of them, like the robots they are, all over the place, that I think I'd like to volunteer and be on the Mars mission. But anyway, yeah, they're already planning a totally different vehicle, which actually I think they should continue using what they have, because it's proven, and they can simply enlarge the size of it.
You're saying they should send the existing space shuttle to Mars instead of designing something new?
Well, they could build, you know, several space shuttles and, like, maybe have a train and tow one, you know, unit tows the rest of them and whatever. Anyway, yeah, it's a program that I do think should continue.
I should fund it voluntarily.
Right, and that's the thing is when you sort of get into this philosophy of understanding, liberalism is the funding of programs that they think are a good idea, through force. They're going to take your money whether you like it or not.
Wasn't that the same as conservatism?
It is that too, but I mean, he's after the liberals, so we'll talk about liberals. and that's essentially what you're doing, advocating here for your, Mars program. I think that the space program should be funded by people who want to go to space, and it's working. And how long before we have a little hotel out there where people, really rich people, can go and spend millions of dollars a night to stay out in space and come back and say,
I
stayed out in space.
Prototypes are being launched right now. There are prototypes up there now as we speak. They are working on space hotels.
And it doesn't spend billions upon billions of taxpayer dollars to make people go boom.
More importantly, and I thank you for the call, LiveWire, more importantly, it doesn't cost that much money when the private entrepreneurs do it because, well, entrepreneurs are concerned about their investment, so they want to make sure they get the best return on investment, so they want to make sure that they hire the best geeks to put these things together. And
they do it on the right budget.
It comes in under a certain amount of dollars.
Under the government, if you spend all your budget, you get a larger budget.
And if something goes boom with the private marketplace, you and I aren't out money. It's not our money that got spent in the first place. So if a rocket goes up in a ball of flame, that's Richard Branson's investment. You know, the guy from Virgin Airways. Yeah. That's his money that just went up in flames, not yours and mine.
And he's the one who is going to benefit if he shakes people up on those flights.
Risk and reward.
That's how the marketplace works. It would work perfectly with the case of space exploration. But we're just in this mindset, feudal mindset, that somehow the government has to do exploration. No.
It's ludicrous.
Absolutely. Absolutely, free people would be happy to go explore new things.
As far as the government is concerned, when they're destroying things, if the government would just simply be funded voluntarily, if NASA were to shift next week to being funded voluntarily, meaning that people like LiveWire and whoever else wants to contribute to them, that would be the only way for them to get money. It would be from private organizations and individuals contributing money to their organization.
They'd suddenly get a lot more efficient.
They would get very efficient, and there'd probably be less explosions and less dying. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hour number 3 is on the way. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. If we get a chance, we'll tell you about Shock Your Kids at Work Day. Free Talk Live.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page turner, hailed by David Mundy, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.